Our prosperity has depended on a stable, rules-based global order and the free flow of trade, capital, people, and ideas. As the old order frays, a new one will eventually emerge. It is likely to be more multipolar, less coordinated, and more contested. It will not be shaped by the grand designs of a single superpower, nor by a harmonious concord of all the major powers, but more by the actions and choices of many different players. And despite our limitations as a small state, we cannot afford to be a passive bystander in this evolving landscape. Instead, we must respond with agility and resolve and actively shape our own destiny. And Singapore today is not without agency. We are better resourced, more capable, more connected than we were in 1965. We have forged strong friendships around the world. The Singapore brand is well regarded, and we enjoy a deep reservoir of international goodwill. More importantly, we are not alone. There are many like-minded countries that share our commitment to an open, stable, and rules-based global system. So we can and we will deepen and expand our networks with them. And together, we can preserve the multilateral frameworks that matter and lay the groundwork now for a more stable global order that can emerge in the years ahead.